ADR, Norway Zero Tango Romeo. Truck here. If this guy don't run over me behind me, you idiot. I think it's a woman driver, so what do you expect? But at any rate, she liked to run over me there. All these big flashers and everything going in front of us, and a big huge truck stopped in the middle of the road, and she about hits me. To do, and it's unfortunate they get in the way at times, but it's going to happen. But I give them a little latitude because they sure got a rough go there. Easier than it used to be in the old days, but at any rate, they turned and we didn't, so we're like Willie Nelson, we're on the road again. And I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and they gave me some medicine for my ear, and I'm feeling better. And just headed out on a couple of errands now.
Man, I know I haven't spoke to you in a while. I guess everybody thought I done died off out here, you know. But went in last week, last Tuesday, got laid off from what I was on. So they terminated my position. So I ended up starting this job here. And while they're stressful, I know what I'm doing every day.
Eliminated your position, but I'm sorry to hear that in a way. In another way, if it's good for you, that's all right. Well, are you still doing overhead doors?
More into the cleaning side now, janitorial side. We're cleaning a plant over here, and anything anybody touches, we have to go through and wipe it down and sanitize it and everything for them. And, it's pretty good, man. I like it. I mean, you know, something different. At least when it pours rain now, I ain't got to worry about getting wet.
You can be proud of the fact that you're working, and a lot of people aren't. And it's all in today's work. We all got to be doing something, and thank God there's people like you willing to do that. And at the same time, you can always be looking for other things to do if you decide you don't like that. Well, you be careful out there doing that. This stuff is truly contagious, I'll tell you for sure. It definitely makes me fearful.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that's scared from it, man. I look at it this way. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it, you know? That's one reason why it ain't stopped me yet, so.
Survive it. I'm 72, and most likely I definitely would not. Too many, too much history there, Kevin. It's had too much medical history along with that, so it would be extremely dangerous for either one of us to get that.
Well, that's understandable, man. That's really understandable, but I'm just talking about my perspective, you know. That's the only reason I hadn't stopped yet. You know, somebody got to be out here doing it. Yeah. And, you know, thank the good Lord I ain't ended up with it. So, that's a good thing.
Well, for many years, until I finally put my foot down rather heavily. I worked 32 years at this plant. I was an electrician, and that was my classification, but we were still in the maintenance department, so I always told everybody, we did everything from change P-traps to digital control, and we did. We did plumbing and the whole nine yards, so been there and done that.
We'll talk at you a little bit later. KN4, UBG, 73.